Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having Danny Kofke back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I told you, I introduced you to Danny a year or so ago when his first book came out, How to Survive and Perhaps Thrive on a Teacher's Salary, and that book went viral and got him a lot of attention, and he's written another book, which I'm glad to say that we're introducing you to today, A Simple Book of Financial Wisdom. And he's a teacher, folks. That's what he does for a living. And he does this author thing on the side. Danny, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks so much for having me back on.
It's good to have you back. And listen, Danny, one author to another, one senior author to a junior author, don't quit your day job.
No, there you go. I know. You're right. Unless I become Sarah Palin or George Bush, I'm not making millions on my book.
You know, that's one of the little misconceptions, one of the little myths that people have out there, is that if you're an author, that obviously somebody gave you a six-figure advance or that kind of thing. And most authors don't make that much money. I mean, I know you did okay on your book, but most authors, and they certainly don't, you know, they don't get to retire. I mean, very few people can make a living writing books.
Yeah, unless you write a love story about vampires, it can be kind of difficult. yeah, you're right. It's a misconception.
Our wizards.
Yes, I did okay with the book, but I'm still in the classroom, still teaching, haven't quit the day job yet. So it does open avenues, opens doors to other things.
Yep.
I kind of equate it to like a college degree that it just gives you some props, and it says, okay, this guy had the knowledge to write a book, so it just kind of lifts you up a little bit. But no, it's not. I know a lot of people think that oh, you're an author, and even if you're a New York Times best-selling author, a lot of them don't necessarily make a lot of money. So.
Exactly. You don't need to get all wrapped up in yourself about it. Hey, Danny, let's talk. Your new book's all about, the first book was about financial prudence, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
it was basically, the first book was kind of our story. How to Survive on a Teacher's Salary. So at that point, it just kind of described the steps Tracy, my wife, and I took to get to the point that we were able to have her be a stay-at-home mom and to live off of a teacher's salary. And thing is, when I had written that book, and for your listeners that don't know, by the time you write a book and then pitch it and then get a publisher, it can take a while. So I wrote the book actually in 2005, didn't come out until 2007. But when I wrote it in 2005, Tracy had just been a stay-at-home mom for 1 year. We had one daughter at that time. And now, let's fast forward 6 years, we have two daughters. She still remained at home, and I just felt like over the past 6 years, both of us had gained a lot of financial knowledge and information, and I wanted, I think, a better book. My first book was good, but it was our story, and everyone has different circumstances.
Right.
So I wanted a book that would help anyone, and I'd try to give specific advice to people, no matter if you're a fireman, a teacher, a radio show host, business owner, or whatever. I wanted to give advice that would help you in your daily life and specific tips that you could use. Whereas
what do
in my first book, it was
what do
my
you
store.
Think, Danny? Danny, what do you think is the most fundamental piece of advice? If we're on an elevator, we're going up five floors, and I said, Danny, I got to get off in five floors. What do I need to know?
You need to know where you're spending your money. That to me is the bottom line, especially right now, where I've talked to people and they say, Danny, I don't have any money, I'm broke. But yet they have the newest iPhone, new pair of shoes, clothes, coach bag, whatever. And I say, well, actually, you do have money. You're just spending it in this way. So I think when you track your spending and you figure out how you are spending your money, then you're able to cut back where needed. That, to me, is the biggest thing. Now, obviously, having too much of a house or driving too fancy of a car, those are givens. You're going to get in trouble. But I think for the average person, it's those day-to-day expenses that add up really fast over time. And an easy example, let's just say Monday through Friday, you eat lunch out every day. We'll keep it cheap. $5 a pop, fast food.
Right.
I probably won't think twice about spending $5. I won't even miss it. But let's add that up. $5 a day is $25 a week, $100 a month. That equals $1,300 a year. Now, for most people, $1,300 is a decent amount of money. So that's just on $5 a day. So that, to me, is the number one thing. If you track your spending, walk around with a piece of paper and a pencil for 1 month, and write down everything you spend. Then at the end of the month, you're able to analyze it. It's your handwriting. The numbers aren't lying. You wrote them down. And then you can see, okay, where can I cut back? Because let's face it, there's two ways to make more money. Either A, you have to get a higher paying job, which it is possible, but for a lot of people, it's a little more difficult now.
But if you don't change, you know, ask any doctor, if you don't change your spending habits, more money's not going to keep you out of trouble.
Oh, no. In my book, I even write about some famous celebrities that are broke. I mean, that's the bottom line.
After they made tens of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And they're on the street right now.
Right. Well, one example I'll use, and it's to the extreme, but Michael Jackson. How much money did Michael Jackson make in his lifetime?
Hundreds of millions.
When he died, there were reports that he was over $400 million in debt.
Yeah.
So it just shows if you spend more than you earn, doesn't matter if you make $10,000 a year or $100,000 a year or even $1 million a year. If more is going out than it's coming in, you're going to get into trouble.
You know, Danny, if you gave me that advice on that 5-floor ride, and then you turned to me and said, "Okay, Jim, now you give me some advice," mm-hmm. I would say, establish your priorities.
Yes.
Find out what is the most important thing to you. When I had a young family in my 20s, the most important thing to me was our home. That was our priority. That was our financial priority, and therefore we drove used cars till we got the house, you know, kind of house payment under control, so to speak, and we didn't take vacations, and that was our number one priority. And then later we could move to another priority, but so then when you're spending money on other things, you ask yourself, okay, is this a priority? Is this going to jeopardize a priority? What do you think?
Definitely. I am like anyone in America, or most people. If some guy pulls up next to me in a BMW, I want it. Absolutely. The good thing is I tell myself I can have it, but something has to give. Either A, I will have to get out of teaching and get a higher paying job. B, I will have to get a second job and see less of my family. Or C, Tracy will have to go and get a higher paying job to support our lifestyle. So that's the thing. We weigh it. And we just choose what's most important to us. And right now, it's most important to have Tracy be able. She actually just started teaching preschool this year, but she teaches my 4-year-old daughter, so it was kind of an opportunity that opened up. But doesn't add a lot to the income. It's only 4 hours a day, Monday.
But the thing is you reverted back to your priority, and you said, "Okay, I want a BMW, but if I have a BMW, it will subvert my real priorities."
Exactly. That's it.
Danny, tell the folks how they can find your new book.
It's on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and if you Google search my name, Danny Kofke, DannyKof as in Frank, KE, usually the first thing that comes up is my blog.
A simple book.
There's a link on there, too.
Of financial wisdom. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Stay with us. 10, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.